says, "For this is how much God loved the world." This is how much God loved you and me. Before we were born again, we were part of that world system. But he loved us so much that this is what he did. He gave his one and only unique son as a gift. He gave his very best, his very own. So now everyone who believes in him will never perish, but experience everlasting life. God did not send his son into the world to judge and condemn the world, but to be its savior and rescue it. This is not about, as Bishop's been talking about lately, this is not about a religion. This is about relationship. And this is also a rescue mission. Here's the thing. I don't remember where the scripture is, but the Bible, I believe it's in Revelation somewhere, but the Bible talks about that sin has already been judged. It's already been judged. So what God's trying to do is all those who are attached to sin, he's trying to separate them from sin and draw them nigh unto himself. It's like if you were in the middle of the ocean on a cruise ship, and all of a sudden it you hit something and it started to sink. And here comes along a rescue boat. And they're beckoning, "Come on, get in. The boat's, that ship's going down. Come on, come on, get in. Come on, get in." This is what God is doing to us. He's like, "Come on and get in. Come on and get in. But here's where we are. Lord, I would get in, but I did this last night. But I did that last night. I didn't pay my tithes. I cussed out my neighbor last week. I slept with this woman, you know, a week ago." Whatever it is that's holding you back. You're trying to make excuses. It's like trying to dry yourself off before you get into the boat while you're in the water. Get in the boat first, and then you can get dry. God's like, "Come on, get in the boat. Get in the boat. Why are you staying in the water? Get in the boat. I want you in the boat so I can clean you up. I can get you dry clothes. I can get you straightened out, get you food, get you meal, get you a warm bath, whatever you need. Oh, it's all in the boat. Come on in the boat." Well, I'm like, no, God, you know, I'm still wet. I'm still dripping. I don't want to get water in your boat. No. That's what the boat's for. The boat's to get you dry. Jesus came to redeem us from all unrighteousness. He's the one that's going to do the cleaning up. He's the one that's going to make us right. We're not supposed to be doing it on our own. The world thinks that they are supposed to be have faith in themselves to do for themselves, but they don't realize that themselves has a limit, and we need a God who is limitless. Because the power of sin is greater than what the human limit is, but the power of God is far greater than the power of sin. Because Jesus conquered sin and death and hell and the grave, and he redeemed us unto righteousness. So why are we standing in the water? Why are we remaining in sin? Why are we allowing it to keep us from God? Regardless if you wet, and regardless if you have engaged in sinful acts, it doesn't matter. Get on the boat. Get in fellowship with God. Let him clean you up. Let him clean you up on the inside. He's the one that wants to do it. He gave his son just so he could do that for you. You've been redeemed. So there's no reason for you not to fellowship, for you not to make a connection with the one who redeemed you. You may be like, I don't want to bring all this mess into your throne room, Lord. But God's like, come on in. It's like the prodigal son. He was in a hog pen eating slop. And he finally got sense enough to go to his father trying to beg for a little help. What did the father do? He put the best robe on him. The man just came out of hog slop. Yeah, he put the best robe on. That's what God wants to do for us. Despite our past, despite the mistakes and the setbacks, he wants to wrap us in his arms, wrap us in his anointing, wrap us in his grace, wrap us in his favor, wrap us in his blessing, wrap us in financial blessing, in peace of mind, in strength of body, and all the promises that he has available unto us. He wants to wrap us in his goodness. Get on the boat. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Romans chapter 1.